I have just recently adopted my great nephew. He was unfortunately in the Department of Family Services system for way too long, and the judge gave me an opportunity to have him come live with me. After 6 months, he was allowed to be adopted by me. It's been a challenge. At 65 years of age, one does not start being a parent to a 12-year-old, but it's worked. He hasn't killed me, and I haven't killed him yet. A lot of the behaviors that he developed are what they call now RAD, reactive attachment disorder, because he never stayed with his mom or his grandmother or any of the foster families long enough to build a relationship. And because he didn't build the relationship, what happens is he'll lie, he'll steal, he'll run away, he'll refuse to do things, very defiant at times. I just stand my ground and stop listening to him, walk away, which makes him madder, but he's going to learn. I guess after 34 years of teaching and working with social development with kids as well as academic, I know what I still need to do with him. We've already started a college fund. He is very smart. He's on the honor roll at the middle school. Math is his love. And one of the reasons we connected is because I, too, am a math lover, as is his great-aunt Norma, who is a math teacher. So that kind of got us together. And he doesn't quite know yet. I don't think any 12-year-old truly knows, but he'll vacillate between wanting to be a veterinarian because he loves animals, but he doesn't like shots, and he doesn't want to have to hurt an animal by giving him shots, to being an accountant, to being a preschool teacher. I said college fund, but actually we're calling it a savings fund because his dearest desire is he wants to buy a Mustang. No, not the horse, the car. And he wants one of the vintage ones. I said, you better get a really good paying job if you plan on that. But he'll fulfill a dream when he decides what it is he wants. The same thing that I've been telling him all along is that there is nothing that he can't do if he sets his mind to doing it. And I've given him examples of that. He knows that I can't use the left side of my body because I had a stroke, that I had a choice of sitting in a chair the rest of my life or getting up and living. He has that same choice.